Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 18th of May, recording at 9:50 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In terms of stock markets, the action was mostly steadier, and we had some good gains in here today. That included an absolutely explosive surge by the Indian stock market, up over 17%, and I think that was with circuit breakers coming into closed trading on the basis of the Congress Party's surprise. I think it surprised everyone, clearly from the markets. Election result, returning to power with close to a majority. Now, elsewhere, what did we see? Wall Street, good action here today, closing near the highs. Again, upward dynamics, as we saw in Europe, with gains of, on average, 3% for the main indices. And against that background, not surprisingly, the U.S. government long-dated bonds were weaker, although they had been a bit firmer in Europe earlier in the day. Interesting action in some of the metals. The industrial metals were mixed. Silver and gold gave up a bit of ground. Gold's at 918 and a half as I speak right now. Platinum was stronger, up $29.40 here today. Palladium was also a bit firmer. Copper among the industrial metals was stronger, back above well, it's closed at 206.90, or that's where it's trading right now after hours. And oil and gas, a bit steady, back up to 59.12 for crude, 414.8 for the natural gas. Okay, soft commodities, mostly firmer. So what's going on here overall? Well, I think consolidation is the theme. And we've been talking about this now for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and we are seeing clear evidence of consolidation in a number of these stock markets. So far, there's been a paucity of downward dynamics, and then I mentioned that today we saw some upward dynamics. So where those occurred, we could really say, those who are micro-monitoring these markets, that we would need to see closes beneath last week's lows. This will apply to most of the European indices and also to Wall Street's indices, to indicate a deeper pullback. That may well occur, or not, as the case may be. Psychologically, I'm prepared for a somewhat longer consolidation phase, which would involve a deeper pullback. I say psychologically I'm prepared for that because we've seen such good gains on the way up. But if we don't get that, I don't have any trouble guessing what the reason would be. If we don't get that bigger pullback, if, in other words, we only see a relatively small step sequence pause in the upward trends before markets go higher, the reason for that, the overwhelming reason for that, will be this massive attempt to reflate assets by governments that I've talked about and Owen has talked about on many occasions, and also the record levels, percentages of cash, that institutional investors were holding only really a month and a half or so ago. So that's the cushion of support limiting downside risk. And what usually happens when you get these signals that bear markets really are over, and I've described those as rallies that surprise not only with their size, but with their persistence and orderliness. They just grind it steadily out, as we have been seeing for a lot of these markets. Some of them are in their 11th week, 11th consecutive week of an uptrend. Now that's pretty impressive stuff, and you can't get a more emphatic riposte to those who say, or started by saying, it's only a dead cat bounce, it's only a bear market rally, when it begins to feel and look and behave like a bull market, then people understandably start reassessing that bearish hypothesis. Now, in answer to an email today, I knocked out my thoughts regarding a template on how this bear market has bottomed and how all other bear markets of any consequence tend to bottom. That's in response to email the day one, and I suspect students of the market may find that interesting. But suffice it to say, you'll see the evidence in the technical action, not in the fundamental news, which really lags by definition. For the most part, the news that's coming out today reflects events that took place a number of weeks, or more likely months ago, whereas today's technical action, well, that's exactly what's going on here today. And of course, none of us have a look at the future. But when we get consistency and momentum, something has to happen to frighten all those people who have been bidding markets higher. And that really hasn't happened yet. So, thinking of past cycles, when we saw this sort of very powerful rally, what it usually tended to do was then slowly evolve into a more rangy step sequence type of rally. Arguably, we're seeing that with China right now, which is one of the genuine leaders. And then eventually it spills over into more of a correction. But the correction is not something that I think we need quake about at night. It's certainly not going to keep me asleep at night. I would regard the next decent reaction correction, and I'm in my jargon and for money jargon, I think of a correction as being somewhat bigger and lasting a bit longer than a reaction, but really occurring within the overall uptrend that's now unfolding. That while we will see these inevitably from time to time, and those are buying opportunities. But if we get events in perspective, this is a new bull market. It really started when the last bear market went into that climactic phase, ending into, well, or when the climactic phase was absolutely apparent. And we were commenting on it, pointing it out in late October and early November. That marked the end. Let me start over again. That marked the beginning of the end for the bear market. The beginning of the end for the bear market. Now, by definition, the beginning of the end for the bear market has got to be the beginning of the next bull market. And that is what we've seen. You don't see much bull market initially. Some markets still drift a bit lower, as they're the ones that are fundamentally weaker. Others don't retest their lows, and those are the ones that formed their actual lows in October and never broke them. China was among that lot. So is India, actually, although India went back to retest the low, which it did successfully before the awesome 11-week sprint that we are seeing. But you basically get lots of ranging base formation development, which gradually begins to look different from the bear market rallies that we'd seen previously. There's less churning. Upper dynamics begin to get the upper hand. The rallies become or the rallies off the lows become bigger in percentage terms, and then they eventually become bigger in nominal terms as well, and less ground is given up in retracements. But a whole series of things that I did discuss in the comment of the day. I appreciate it's easier to follow something like this when it is actually written down for you, rather than just to hear about it. So what else is going on here overall? The US dollar a bit weaker in here today. The dollar index is down nearly 500 ticks. That brings it back to 82.52 and a bit. And the Antipodean currencies, or at least the Australian dollar, looks quite a bit stronger in here today. Sterling has also had a better day here today. And what else? My feeling is that these commodity markets, well, we really don't have any bearish patterns overall in commodity markets. I mean, some of them are still ranging not that far off their lows. I'd put aluminium in that category. I'd put rough rice in that category. Possibly oats. I can't remember that if I recall that chart accurately, that last one. But most of them show the rounding base formations that we see on leading stock market indices. And that, again, does not surprise us. In terms of the overall effort to reflate assets, commodity markets had become really quite depressed very, very rapidly. And, people still need these things. And all right, they may not need quite as much of them as they did previously, but they still need them. And some of these commodities are in somewhat scarce supply. So, interesting action here overall, and a fair number of opportunities in these markets still. In terms of the big plays, I think that long-dated government bonds are sells following rallies which tire in prior resistance. I think stock markets are buys on dips. That lose downward momentum in previous support. I think the dollar and the yen are sells when their periodic little rallies look like tiring. I think the commodities are mostly buys when they ease back towards their potential support levels, or after they ease back towards their potential support levels. More on all this in the days to follow. These are interesting times and times for making money. And those of you who went through the mind-numbing, at times terrifying roller coaster ride in the stock market declines, as I did, if you're holding any Fuller Money themes, and maybe you've got some things that are even better, but I don't think there are many of us that or many people out there who would have felt that some of those themes would have bounced back as strongly as they have when they were assessing the wreckage amidst all the depression and utter economic collapse forecasts that we were receiving in Q4 2008. And indeed, throughout much of the first quarter of this year. So, markets live, and so do we, and opportunities abound. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.